All people are basically sinful. Only Christ can change your life, and selfless submission to Jesus Christ is the goal of life. They've got it completely wrong. And so why would they honor a God they deny? Why would they give Him thanks? They think they've achieved everything on their own. They can look at the beauty of this world with all the good things that God has placed in it by His common grace, and they can't thank Him for a sunset, for love, for children, for a baby, for a good meal, for a vacation, for rest, for sleep, for a comfortable chair. They can't thank Him, because then they would be acknowledging that He's the source. It's like Isaiah. He wrote of his own time, "You felt secure in your wickedness, and you said, 'No one sees me.' Your wisdom and your knowledge have deluded you, for you have said in your heart, 'I am, and there is no one besides me.'" That is the modern American mantra, "I am the Invictus. I am the captain of my soul." Empty, useless self-centeredness. And into this vacuous self-centeredness is sucked deeper darkness. Go back to verse 21. "Because though they knew God, they didn't honor Him as God or give thanks." And we're talking collectively about a society here. "But they became empty in their speculations, futile, empty human ideas, useless." And as I said, into that vacuum is sucked darkness. In the end of verse 21 says, "Their foolish heart was darkened." They wouldn't know, and now they couldn't know. The darkness dominated. The light went out. Intellectual darkness and moral darkness turned to spiritual darkness, deadly darkness. Wrath came because of revelation, and it comes again and again and again and again to societies throughout all of human history because they will not acknowledge God who has revealed Himself. And so you have revelation followed by rejection. And when there comes rejection, the light goes out, the darkness comes, and a third step follows, rationalization.